stop.
Okay, here's one good piece of advice I give to people when they ask me about how to be a good leader as they enter into their leadership roles. I think it's highly important that we really think of ourselves as what we can do for others and not what we can do for ourselves. It's very easy to fall in the realm that now you have a little more power, you can get away with things, but that's not what it meant to be a leader. The best leaders are the ones who wanted to be leaders, not the ones who wanted a promotion because they could come in earlier or get a bigger paycheck. Coming to work and now acting selflessly, understanding that now you serve them, they no longer serve you, and going out of your way to make sure that you show them that you're also still a part of the team, you'll do whatever it takes to make their life easier and their job easier, because the whole world is trying to make law enforcement much more difficult. The last thing we need is continued leadership trying to make it difficult in-house. So support your people, have their back, and stand up for them. And when they're wrong, you could let them know they're wrong. When they're right, make sure you got their back and you're telling other people that they were right and you're gonna stand firm behind them. Three things that every rookie needs to know. Number one, you can't possibly know everything, and that's okay, because none of us did when we first started. So my advice to you is, it's never too early to continue to listen to what we're telling you to do as far as the information you're gonna take in and continue to educate. The more you educate, especially by doing, reading, and watching others who you wanna be most like, is the best way to get good quick at this job. Number two, off-duty behavior. In the 20 plus years I've been in law enforcement, I have seen a lot of things go on off-duty. And a lot of people have found themselves in a lot of trouble off-duty. So make wise decisions. We have Uber, we have Lyft, and you don't want to lose your job over making a poor decision in the field. Think about the things that you're doing, think about your career and the accountability standard you're held to. Number three, don't let somebody tell you who you're going to be as a police officer. You choose who you want to be. It's easy to go with the majority crowd at times, and sometimes it's more difficult to go with the minority crowd. But if those are the people that are exhibiting the signs of who you wanted to become as a police officer, it's okay to hang out with them or get gravitated towards them more than the latter. Prioritize what's important. I promise you, in the long run, if you're patient, your work, if it's more quality work, will be far better respected in the future. It may not be something that is common where you are now, but it'll be far better respected in the future when they say, here's a guy or a girl who did things differently, who knew that they weren't gonna get what other people were gonna get for their efforts, but felt that this is what they were called to do and did the right thing. So that kindness, that politeness, let's gain the public support so we can go out and get the benefit of the doubt when we start doing actual police work. Give people a good memory of you. Even if you have to write a ticket, give them a break. You know what I'm saying? If they're polite, kind, and they don't call for one and basically beg you for one. So prioritize what's important. Hey guys, make sure you're joining our Street Cop Training Facebook group. For law enforcement only, we have over 94,000 members. You don't want to miss out. Constant free training. It doesn't cost a dollar to join. We want to get you the training you need and deserve.